Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again, the first day of the week. How is everybody doing? Shalom, shalom. Hope all is well. Everybody having a wonderful first day of the week? Because I certainly am. Wow, it's been a beautiful day. I'm telling you. All right, anybody have anything? If anybody can hear me, please push one. Just a moment. All right, anybody, somebody, let me see who pushed one. All right, thank you, 5-4-0. I appreciate that. All right, thank you, 828. Glad to be able to know that you guys can hear me. All praises to his high and holy name. Hold on just a minute, because I done something to my screen. I got to figure out how to get it back down like it's supposed to. But all is well. Shalom, shalom. Everything is going according to plan. I hope everybody is content with what's going on with them. Enjoyed the class yesterday. Hope everybody else did. All praises be to his high and holy name. One moment. I got to come back in, you guys, because I made it so big. I don't even know how I did that. But we back. Feel big. I don't know what is going on. But nevertheless, all is well. Let me see. I got you. I got it. I got to zoom it back down to a smaller size. There we go. All right, you guys. So what you want to talk about? Because we can talk about anything at this point. It's so much stuff happening. So much stuff going on in the world. You know, it's just never a dull moment. Not one. You know, folks got mad at me yesterday because I muted their phone. Please don't ever take that personal. If your phone is muted or something like that, I'm going to eventually get to it. If I missed you yesterday, I am sincerely, sincerely sorry. Didn't mean anything by it. I get all kind of emails and stuff like, wait a minute, Yaina, I wasn't talking. Why you mute my phone? I do so apologize. It was not personal. It is never personal. All praises to y'all, but it's so good. You know, everybody have questions, and they wanna get their questions or their answers, their questions answered, and they looking like, okay, I got something to say, and I want to hear it. We all want to hear it, but it's just so much happening. You know, how do you guys feel now that you see these things happening? Are you excited? Are you pretty much hesitant? What's going on with you? I want to know. I really don't want to just talk to myself today because that wouldn't be no fun. So, I really want somebody to push one and let me know how's things going and how do you feel about everything that you see happening in the news. Because I know it's just the news, you know, and we can't, you know, everybody's watching expecting something because I am, you know. All praises to the Most High. Hiya. Everybody's watching and expecting something. You know, you don't know what to do. But, you know, we calm with it. You know, we just watching as well as pray. Because that's what he told us to do. He said, watch as well as pray. And that's what we're doing. It's fun, though. I mean, you know. I think what it is, though, is because this is so supernatural. And this is going to take something supernatural that... You know, when you look at the whole situation and you get a chance to really see the whole situation, you're like, okay, should I get excited or shouldn't I? Should I really, you know, I see you, area code 540. Should I get excited or shouldn't I? Am I sitting on the edge of my seat? But you know what, Yah, what I've experienced from him is he's very patient. He does that. He drops things down in the mind of men. And even though men think they're doing it on their own, it's really to further his agenda and make sure that his word doesn't come back void. And everybody will look and be like, oh, yeah, that's just so-and-so acting up. Everything ain't spiritual. Everything is spiritual. Everything we do is planned into his plan. Everything. Hold on, let me open the mic. Area code 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I am. Looking forward to things just moving ahead quickly and heating up because the sooner things happen, the sooner we go home. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, and you hate to see war, but you know, when the Most High said that we're going to be taken back to the land that's brought back by the sword, that's war.
Yes.
You know?
It's not going to be without a fight.
No. And we ain't got to fight for it. That's the thing about it is we don't even have to fight for it. All we have to do is sit back and watch. But we don't have to fight for it. You know? And that's the beautiful part about it all. It's like, wow. You know, we don't even have to fight for this stuff. Beautiful. Just beautiful. You know, it's hard to see people get hurt. It's hard to see all those things happen. But nevertheless, you know, we can't do nothing about that. That has nothing to do with us. You know, this is his doing.
Well, he told us what was going to happen, and we have gone through a lot worse. So all we have to do is just keep saying hallelujah and keep praying and keep obeying.
That's it. That's all you can do. Ain't nothing else we can do but just do that, what you just said right there. Nothing else. Powerful stuff. I mean, it's some powerful stuff going on. You know, we're going to get there. And like I said, he's very subtle with it. Everybody's expecting the sky to blow up and like, boom, and this boy say, it's time to go home. No, he real subtle with it, you know, but everything he said in his word is going to come to pass. Everything he said. Nothing is going to fall to the ground and say, oh, that didn't happen like you said it was going to happen. Nothing falls to the ground when it comes to him.
Mm-mm, he never fails.
Now, you know that's right, sis. Never. He never fails. He never fails. He don't know nothing about no. If he said yes, it's yes. It don't matter how it goes. If he say yes, it's yes. There's no
knowing
it's going to be yes. You know, and even though, man, like I said, man will sit back and snicker at the things we say, and they'll sit back and with their mouth twisted up and act like it ain't real, and then all of a sudden stuff starts happening. And then
yep.
They start looking, then they try to alter it. And he's like, oh, no, there's no altering over here. Nope.
Mm-mm. I think when our new year is here, which isn't far, something's going to take place.
Absolutely. No question about it. I agree 100%. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. No doubt about that.
I'm looking forward to going home.
Yes, Holly, I'm with you 100%. I am right here with you 100%.
Yes, indeed.
All right. I thank you for your comment. Shalom, shalom. Everybody else, you know, please feel free to push one. You know, we're just asking the question about how do you feel about all this stuff. As you watch the news and you see the things that is happening, how do you feel about it all? You know, because there's some powerful stuff going on here, some powerful things happening. You know, and all we can do is just trust Yah, because his word don't come back void. It won't. And everybody said, oh, it's been tampered with. And they can do whatever they want to do to it, but it ain't going to change. What he said is coming to pass. They can change wording. They can try to mix up the story. But how about anything they do to try to mix it up or turn it up, he going to still make it come out to be what he said it's going to be. You talking about power. And everybody get mad and be like, well, you know, everything's been, yeah, they can do whatever they want to do with it. But just like they tamper with that food, it ain't killing us. We still alive.
Yes.
Even though we have to eat it, we still here. You know, so I don't get caught up in the negativity of it all because I know he's powerful to do everything but fail. I don't get caught up in that. My main thing is to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, because he going to do what he said he going to do. He going to do that. That we know for sure that he going to do that. All praises and bless his high and holy name. You know, we have to constantly give people faith. You know, we have to constantly read the word, but faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of Yah. It's nothing Yah can say to give you no faith. Because you got to believe this thing for yourself, you know. And I was watching, because sometimes I go through YouTube and watch what the pastors and the different people say about this time and about Ezekiel 38. And, I, you know, mainly the black pastors and some of the other pastors from the other nations. I listen to see what they say, too. But there was a particular prophet. I ain't going to say no names. And he was doing a service, and he said that he gave a prophecy, and that right after he gave the prophecy, the Secret Service knocked on his door, you know. And you know, everybody went through this big shabam, but the biggest thing that I got out of that was he said that the man called him on the phone and told him, oh, we listening. We listening to what you're saying. And, you know, and I kind of smiled when he said that because I said to myself, we've been under surveillance a long time. They've been listening to us for a long time, you know. And it's like, my thing is, don't be listening. You better be listening to Yah, because he's the one you got to worry about.
It's not coming from us anymore. It'll be coming from Yah.
Absolutely. You better be listening to Yah. You know? And you know, when we went to Washington, D.C., everybody just laughed and chuckled and smirked. You know? But it ain't getting, it's starting not to be funny now. It's like, oh. Oh. So this something is going on, huh? Uh-oh. You know, because, to be honest with you, I don't wish harm on nobody. It is not my intention for anybody to be hurt, bombed, killed, starving, hungry. That's not me. But I don't have nothing to do with this. It's almost like it's a big reset. It's like the Most High is resetting everything. He's putting everything back to the way he wanted to be. That's how I see it. You know, and it's crucial. He is putting everything back to the way he wanted to be. You know, and the land mass is going back to the way he wanted to be. And it's like, So what can you do? You can't do nothing. You just got to trust him. You know, it's crucial. Woo! You know, and it's in the interim of things, people are getting, you know, they're in a terrible way. Those people in a terrible way. You know, and the thing about me is, you know, when they start to bring those refugees into the country, like I said, you don't see none of them in the hood. They don't come to the hood where we live. You'll never see one. Not from Afghanistan or from Ukraine. They won't be where you are. And they take care of them, and they make sure that all of the stress and all of the strain that they have gone through in the war, and they've come out of it, they try to make it as stressless as possible. You know?
Yeah, the kind of money they get, they don't need the stress.
No, they don't have no more after that, you know, because they make sure that these people are okay. They make sure of that. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but my thing is, you know, the Most High is going to make sure we okay. He is. And then what gets me is, you know, we're the worst people in the whole wide world because we get food stamps, and we lazy because we get food stamps and welfare, and we don't want to work. You know, like I said, I don't knock nobody getting help. You know, those people that came out of that traumatizing, well, it was traumatizing. I can't even begin to imagine what that's like. You know, to just one day be normal and the next day you walked away from everything. I mean, cars, furniture, clothes, shoes, everything that made you who you were, that you worked hard to get is gone. That's devastating. You know, but now,
yeah, we went through our share,
yeah,
and no one was there to try to repair anything for us, because Yah is the one that says that he is going to take care of us, so we just have to patiently wait.
Yes, we do. That's what he told us to do, didn't he? He said, wait, patiently wait. He said, because I told you I'm coming. And that's what we have to believe. When he said, I promise you I'm going to bring you back, he means what he said. He's going to bring us back, period. He said, I promise I'm going to bring you back. All praises be. Hallelujah. Bless his high and holy name. Glory to his name. His name, his name. His name is meant to be praised. All praises, bless his name. So, you know, as a people, you know, we watch it, we understand it. We do, we understand it more than anything in the world. That's exactly what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with Black Wall Street. They did the same thing, blew up everything. Them people had to walk away and start out. So, as a people, we understand that. But like you said, there was no stimulus package. There was no refugee money. There was none of that. You know, so it's bittersweet for us because we watch a lot of people get things and they take care of their own. I mean, that's real talk. They take care of their own. And then, you know, and because Yah has placed some of us in high places, he has managed to be a little sanctuary to us so that we could have the things that we needed and some of the things we wanted. But they take care of their own. They do. You know, which is a part of their nature. That's human nature to take care of your own. But now it's time for us to take care of each other. You know?
Yeah, but when you're taking of your own with someone else's things, that's a whole different story.
It is. I mean, you talk about feeling like a stepchild, boy. Listen. You know, and then they'll say black people are always big and they always trying to get... No, I mean, when you think about it, you know, our ancestors built this country. And you know, and there's nothing wrong with helping other people. I don't say there's anything wrong with that. However, how can you manage to help them and give them the money that they need and print off enough money for their problems to be gone and then round us about student loan money? All that money should be wiped off. That should be a clean slate for everybody.
Yeah, because a lot of them are getting free education because of this.
Free education, money for housing, money for clothes,
everything.
Food stamps, free health care, everything. And like I said, I feel you. I mean, I want to help my own too. If I was in a position and that happened to my people, I would definitely want to help my people too. But you got to also remember that the American people are watching. We watching. The ones who done been here all this time. The ones who paying $4 and $5 and $7 and $8 for gas. We watching. All the student loan money should be wiped clean. No,
I totally agree.
It's just not, I mean, you know, you hate to feel that way, but it's just like a mother with her kids and a mother and a father, which if you got 8 kids and then you do something for 3 of them, the other 5 going to be watching. They going to be like, well, we didn't get in the world with, where is ours? Just like one of the people that we knew that's in real estate told us that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That they called the office and stuff, and they had $300,000 to buy a house with from Afghanistan. How do they come here and have $300,000 to put down on a house?
They're given the money, they're told where to go, and they have a choice as to where they want to live.
It's just, you know, like I said, you know, we can't be, you would have to be a monster not wanting to help those people who have been bombed and displaced out of their homes. And that's natural to want to help your own. But what about us? And we're going to keep saying that. What about us?
It'll teach us to, when their day of punishment come, stay out the way.
You know, what do we get? We get a tax break on the taxes? What, a stimulus check? Come on now. Everybody watching, because it's like, well, how were you able to do all that? So you just printing enough money to help them? Well, what about us? Hold on a minute. Area code 407, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, and they were so blatant with their racism against the Haitians, but they've always been that way with the Haitians. They've let the Cubans come in, the white Cubans, and shipped the Haitians back to wherever.
Yeah, not to mention, what, 6 months ago, we was watching a video where they was on horses and they was beating the colored people away from the border?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, these are things that we watch. Men, women, and children with whips. They was beating them away from the border.
Oh.
It's just time to go. I mean, you know, as much as we, and like I said, this is a time for us to stop killing each other. We need to stop shooting each other over trivial stuff, stuff that's irrelevant, that don't mean nothing, you know, because somebody made you upset. I mean, just killing each other senselessly for no reason. It's time to stop all that. It is. It's time to stay out of jail, and it's time to stop all of that. We have got to start coming together so we can get up out of here and call on our Elohim, because this is not, it's always going to be slighted. It's always going to be one-sided. It's always going to be an excuse as to why they can't give it to us. What did Mitch McConnell say? He said, oh, no, we won't be able to give reparations because we don't know who's who. We don't know who's a descendant. Try to find out. It's just never on the table. It's like, no. There's no in the middle. There's no, no, we're not going to be able to do that. No. But then these people come over here from Afghanistan, and they get $400,000, $300,000 to buy a house? Man, please. And that's all of us. That should be everybody's outrage, white, black, whatever. And we're struggling from day to day, from paycheck to paycheck. And what, we get tax breaks? That's just not right. And like I said, I'm not against helping anybody because I think those people, they need some help. They need to have a place to stay. They've been bombed up out of everything. But come on now, what about the people that have been keeping this thing going? Area code 478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, shalom, shalom, but I agree with everything you guys have said. And I've seen it with my own eyes. It's like when I was working in the immigration side of the house, and you get to see all those people come in, they get put in the detention centers, and the last people ever to get out were the Haitians and the West Africans. They're the last ones, always. They always kept back there. The rest of them, they come in, they get gone.
Yeah, they look out for their own. And that's human nature. That's natural. That is what people are supposed to do. But guess what? It's time for us to look out for our own, too. It's time to call up y'all. I mean, because that's the only thing we going to get here. I mean, we've been waiting on this stuff to be halfway equal for 400-plus years. It's not going to change. My mom said, are you watching the news? I said, no, what's going on? You're not watching the black woman that's becoming a part of the Supreme Court? I said, no. You're not watching history? I said, no. Well, this is history. I said, what do you expect to happen? I want to know what you expect is going to happen because she's sitting up there. This is not going to change unless y'all changes it. It doesn't matter who we vote for. It doesn't matter who they appoint on office. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's not going to change until y'all changes it for us. I mean, what else? It's always like we're sitting on the edge of our seat hoping and wishing. Oh, I just wish this is going to be the time. I just wish this going to be the person. Oh, I just wish this going to be. Come on now. And then she said, oh, I just thought maybe you, no, not interested. No, because while she's being, going through whatever it is they go through to put her up there, on the other hand, we looking at some other stuff on this hand over here that's completely different. So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to judge between the two? 8 months ago, they was beating the black people away from the border with whips on horses. There was thousands of them at the border wanting to come in because of the way they were living and the conditions in the country where they came from. The man had $300,000 available to him to buy a house.
Wow.
breaks. What do we get? Oh, we put a hold on the student loan. You need to erase it all.
It seems like all they know to tell us is no and wait.
Yeah.
And it equals zero. When is the time? That's why I'm asking you to please put a rush on it.
You know, and it's like, man, look, I don't want to see nobody else. I don't care who you put in office. I don't care what Supreme Court you sitting on. She going to do what she's told. Period.
Yeah.
That's supposed to make black people feel like, oh, we finally arrived. That means absolutely nothing. Clarence Thomas has been sitting on the Supreme Court for many years. And now they're asking him to recuse himself because of some emails or some text messages his wife sent to the Trump administration. And this is crazy. And we keep on wishing and hoping. Please let this be the time when they change their mind. It is not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's not going to happen. And there's nothing that nobody can say or do to change anything. It's not going to happen, in my opinion. I mean, we've been watching it for too long. It's not. Mm-mm. And there's nothing you can do about it because they're going to look out for their own, which is what they're supposed to do. And now it's time for us to look out for our own. And the only person that we have, the only thing that we have to do is Yah. We have to call on him. You know, it's ridiculous. It just ain't going to change. I don't see it. I mean, you know, she was up. You're not watching history? No, already. I'm living history. I don't need to watch it. I'm living it. I live it every day. It's just too much. It really is. It's too much. It's like this is a lot. You know? And the worst part about it is our kids look at all this stuff and they see this stuff and they think that it's normal. That it's okay. Oh, it's going to be all right. Oh, no. And, you know, the bad part about it is they've been excluded from a lot of things. You know, they've been excluded from a lot of things. You know, but the reality going to set in. You know, the reality set in, it's really raw. It's just a lot. You know, it's just, and they're supposed to look out for their own. I think it's not there. Then there's nothing wrong with feeding us and making sure that those people are okay and making sure that they have housing and making sure that those kids are okay and making sure that they're safe. There's nothing wrong with that. But what about us? You know, because it's like we've just been straggling and scraping and scrapping for a long time. And I'm talking about us people as a whole. Don't give us a dollar more than we're supposed to, or we've given you guys enough. You've had enough. What? Food stamps and welfare? Because you can't make a dollar over the poverty level. No, you can't have a bunch of kids in the same family and then expect to say, oh, well, these three going to get taken care of, but y'all got to wait. The other five got to wait. There's eight of them. The five of y'all just going to have to wait because these got to be taken care of. All the kids going to be looking at you like, well, that ain't right. How do you do that? I'm serious. And, you know, I'm talking about all of us that are in this country that's struggling and scraping and scratching and trying to make it. You know, it ain't nothing wrong with helping people. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's just getting to be too much. You know, like I said, and it's one-sided. You know, they might have picked out maybe 100 people out of that, the brown people that was at the border. But they flying people in from other countries. because they made a mistake or they trying to right a wrong. What about this wrong over here?
Hyena.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of those people are Nazis. And wouldn't it be ironic that they're escaping the Russians when the Russians potentially are going to come here and recapture them?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what the scriptures say. You know, that is what the scriptures say. But, you know, like we already said in the class, they all still the same people. Those are the same people.
Uh-huh.
And they looking out for their own, and which is what everybody would do. Like I said, I'm not against helping people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that type of person. I'm not going to be like, well, that happened to us, so that's going to happen to y'all, so we don't know. I believe in that. I believe in helping everybody do whatever they need to do to survive. But what about us?
We're on our own.
And we got to pay student loan money back, and we get tax credits and all that old kind of crap. I mean, I don't mean to sound selfish, but I mean, really. You know, it's just like, and I'm going to bring this up because I know this had to come up. It's just like the prison system. And I want everybody to hear me. I might even talk about the people on this line. I'm talking about the people that are in the audience. That is the biggest bunch of crap that I have ever seen in my life. And I'm going to be honest. I really am going to be honest. You know, some of these guys and women have done some heinous crimes. They have killed people's mothers, their fathers, their sons, their daughters, their children. And you know what? They go back. We lock them up and we give them life, or we put them in prison. And in prison, they just kick back and parlay. They got cell phones in prison. They got cable TV in prison. They got weight rooms in prison. They do.
Yep.
They got, what else do they got? They got college in prison. They got all the amenities that they need to have in prison. Some of the guards is bringing food in for them from the outside in prison.
Yep.
They do all that. And everybody else is thinking, oh, they're being punished. No, they're not. And then I look at these young mothers that are out here working every day. They got to pay for they got free water in prison. They got free heat in prison. They got free air conditioning in prison. And these young girls is out here working their behinds off trying to make enough money to keep those same things on for their children.
Yep.
And you get sick of it.
Don't forget the tablets. They got tablets, flat screen TVs.
Yeah, they got computers. You're going to prison, and I hope you they good in there. They good in there. And then when I brought it up, I said, oh, no, this ought to come to a complete stop. That the chain gang should come back, and they should be made to work every day. I ain't talking about mopping the floors in the building and working in the kitchen. I'm talking about working. They lay back and come out of prison with a degree, and then guess what we got to do? We got to pay student loans. This whole system is screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be addressed, because that's not fair to the people that are out here trying to survive and to the victims' families that are out here suffering every day. It's just not fair.
Nope.
And don't nobody say nothing about it. It's just, it is the biggest money machine going.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say nothing about it. I said, you all need to be
$7 to $8
So what you say, Brother Yerushalayim?
$7 to $8 a day per head.
Yes. I said, you all need to be made to, your big rusty behind need to be up at the crack of dawn and working until it get dark. Here these girls is out here, and people struggling every day trying trying to feed their families and you laying back on the telephone. Ma'am, I'm telling y'all, if you hear me under the, it don't matter what state of what you in, you check it out and see. Check it out and see.
I want to tell you this, Sister Diana. You know, when I started working in the prison system when I went back in the year, like 2000, and it was different when I first started. They had to be up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Beds had to be made. Details had to go out for them to work. And then something happened with all these people talking about how bad these guys were being treated. Then you couldn't do this, you couldn't do that. It's a lot of things that go on in a prison system that a lot of people don't want to discuss, and you're absolutely right. And one of the saddest things that nobody talks about is the fact that they have created an environment so that males cannot be hired in the prison system because all of them got felonies or whatever. So you got a bunch of female working, and I'm not against women doing this and that and the third and other, but that is some things that I draw a line with that women should not do. You got women working in level 5 prisons with a bunch of grown men who don't do nothing but masturbate and talk on cell phones all day long, and that ain't right.
They're going to have to do something to change this thing. They're going to have to do something to change this thing because, like I said, it's not fair to the victims' families. It's just not fair, and they don't mind doing it. They're young boys will tell you in a minute, I'll go do a nickel. I can sit down and do 5 years. There ain't none. It's just not fair. It's just not. It's so much about this country that needs to be corrected. It's so much about this country that needs to be overhauled, you know, and it's just systems. They just keep going. The machine just keeps on turning, and everybody just don't say nothing. They don't have nothing. They don't let nobody. They don't say nothing. Somebody ought to write a program to the point where they are made to work every day. They should be able to earn the privileges that they have. They should be made to work every day, just like we got to get up and go to work every day. Because if I don't pay my gas and electric, I'm sitting in the dark.
But then when they work, then they want you to do crazy stuff for them. Like, I'll give you an example. Back in 2010, I was a lieutenant working on a tactical squad when we got called on standby because inmates in the state of Georgia decided, hey, we ain't going to work. We ain't going to do nothing. Y'all going to pay us in this chain gang. And they were talking about like $10, $12 an hour. Ain't nobody going to pay you $10, $12 an hour in a chain gang. And they said, what was it? Y'all, we ain't doing nothing. We sitting down. Well, we let them sit down. We gave them a bag sandwich, what they call a bag nasty. That is a bologna sandwich, an apple, and a juice. And that's all they got, 3 times a day. They decided to go back to work after that after about a week.
They should be made. Why should they get to sit down and you done broke the law? Why do you get to have a computer tablet and a cell phone and all the amenities that you have because you broke the law? It's just all of it needs to be overhauled. And we have to sit here and we have to watch it day after day after day. And, you know, I've seen it up close and personal. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. It's just a lot when you see that kind of stuff, you know, and everybody think they being punished. Oh, you're going to jail. They're going to get, yeah, okay.
They're more there, drugs in the prison than it is on the street.
Yeah. Everything that they can get on the street, they can get it in there. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a lot. Like I said, it's a lot of issues with this whole thing. You know, and everybody is just tired of it. It's just becoming a joke. It really is. You know, it just really is becoming a joke. And it's like this, something has got to give it, you know, it's almost like you keep putting air in the balloon Because every time it starts to get deflated, you blow it up with some more air. Eventually, it's going to bust. It's going to bust. And that's what's happening. The whole world is looking at America like, what in the world is this? It's going to bust eventually. If you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And that's the truth. You know, and it's like, you know, take care of your own. Take care of the people that's been working every day. Take care of the people who've kept this thing going. Take care of us first, and then maybe take care of somebody else. But if you're going to do that, print enough money for everybody to have something. And don't get me wrong, we all feel sorry. It's a terrible thing for this to happen. And yes, we do have compassion. But what about the stuff that we're going through? And like I said, that's everybody. It ain't just us. It's everybody is looking like, now, wait a minute now. And it's a whole lot of stuff they're not telling you. They're telling them people not to tell nobody how much money they're giving them. You know, it's ridiculous. Hey, and you give somebody $300,000, give us each $300,000 and see how much that'll change people's lives. Everybody that's working that got a job in this country, that has been in this country, and is descendants from people that have lived in this country, they ought to get a $300,000 check to buy a house with. But it don't happen for us. We got to go through a mortgage company, and your credit score got to be a certain amount. It's just a whole big old rigged up bunch of mess. It is. It's just a mess. You know, it's just all you can do is be like, wow, this is just a lot. You know, it's like I said, it's just a machine that has just been going and 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 going. And everybody is looking at it like, okay, it's about to burn out in a minute. It's running at a warp speed. It's going to burn out in a minute. And the people are tired. They're tired of it. And we got to foot the bill for everybody else. We got to stand up. The people's children are dying in the war. War we don't have nothing to do with. And then it's all over the TV. It's all over YouTube. Oh, they blew up the school. Oh, they blew up the hospital. That's a terrible thing. It is. It's a terrible thing. We're going to have to take so many refugees in. What about us? That's just how I feel. I mean, it may be wrong. I mean, you know, but it's just not fair. I just don't think that's fair. You know, you got to be able to take care of your own first. And people just struggling and struggling and struggling. And then they show the videos of the young people running into the store and stealing all the high-end merchandise and running out of the store. And, oh, it's a terrible thing. Look at these kids. They just came in, black kids. They stole all these purses. Well, you know what? You done dangled it in their face long enough. You done dangled it in their face long enough. And you done lied and said, if you go to school, you'll get this, and you'll be able to live this lifestyle. Well, guess what? They figured out that wasn't true either. So it ain't right, but I guess they figured, if I can't get it that way, I'm going to get it this way, but I'm happy. Because this is what we have produced. You know, that's just how I see it. I might be wrong. You know, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I just see it that way. I don't have a problem with helping nobody. I think that, you know, anytime you displace like that, you should be getting some help. But don't forget about your own people. That's been set up, and we've listened to every excuse you come up with. We've accepted the tax breaks. We've accepted the stimulus checks. We've accepted the excuses. We've accepted the high gas prices. When are you going to look out for us? I don't know. I just really don't. I mean, am I wrong, you guys? Please tell me, because I want you to be 100% honest. Does that sound insensitive? Does that sound selfish? Because I don't mean to sound that way. It doesn't matter who it is, black, white, whomever. If you go through something like that and you displaced, you should get some help. But what about your own people?
Well, the thing about it, I think, Sister Jane, is that they don't consider us their own people, never have, never will. And we just throw away people, and that's the way they see it. And they never, honestly speaking, I don't think they'll ever do anything for us because they don't care nothing about us deep down inside. They don't like us, don't want us to be here, but at the same point in time, you don't want to get rid of us because you got to have somebody do your dirty work. They don't care. And I don't think you're wrong about the way you feel, because I'll tell you how I feel. I look back at my grandma, my great-grandma, and all those folks before, and then you go way back, you find out people worked in this country for free, for 200 years, for free, didn't get paid a nickel to build all this stuff up, and then you got the nerve to look at us and go, well, I don't know who would get it. Well, let's start with the fact that my last name Warren, or my last name Smith, or my last name Thomas. I don't know damn Smith or Thomas when I came over here. So that's
right.
Something right there.
Right.
Now we wouldn't know where to send it. There's a thing called PayPal. There's a thing called a mailbox. There's all kinds of ways to send it to me. But they don't plan on ever giving us nothing. And that's just the way I see it. You know, that's why it's going to be a terrible day when it's exposed as to who we are and why we're here. Them folks going to like to kill themselves, because first of all, you're going to know you dead wrong, because they know they dead wrong right now.
Yeah. You just go through a lot of it and you just watch it, and sometimes it gets to be a bit much to watch. It is a lot to watch. It's a lot to process. It's like, really? Okay, yeah, it's a terrible thing. Yes, those children were, yes, that's a terrible situation. Yes, it's a terrible thing. However, what about the people that have been living here? The people who have accepted all the stuff, all the jobs were sent overseas. You can't call a company now without speaking to somebody in Venezuela or India. You can't call a company that's based in the United States without speaking to somebody from another country. You can't. It's constant. It's like, if you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't. Oh, well, we're going to keep doing what we're doing because this is what we have to do in order to survive. But it's not equal. It's not. We did the things that everybody told us we needed to do to make life better for us. We did all those things. And no matter how much you do and no matter how much you have, you still, it's like you're on a hamster wheel and you never get off of it. You know. Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was saying that. But Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians took us into captivity. But the Persians, the ones, gave us the substance that we need to go back and rebuild our temple and nothing new under the sun. So when you look at what Putin's doing, Putin started helping the Nigerians and helping everybody else. And he also made a statement that Hitler knew who the Jews were. And so They know who we are. And,
yeah.
And it's the Chinese and the Russians, the ones that's going to deliver us. That's what we're going to do. They, China and Russia is doing a 1-2 punch to collapse this place.
It looks like it. It really does. It looks like it. You know, it really does. You know, it's just a situation. It's just a lot to sit down and process. And the same thing that you're saying is
Russia and China saying the same thing. How you over here in our business when you ain't even fixed the bigger hole that you got over there? Would you be able to get out of the mess?
That's true. And that's real tough, right? That's true. How could you worry about the atrocities that's going on in another nation when atrocities have been committed to man? Listen, I'm telling you, that's the truth.
And you ain't see.
It's the truth. Like I said, all we have is Yah. You know, that's all we have. Because it ain't nothing else. They ain't gonna cut no check for us for no $300,000 a piece for no house.
Right. Yeah, Silas said, your God told me to let you go back.
Yeah, he did. He really did. It's just now, you know, you look at it all and it's like, wow, it's a lot going on. It is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, and you try to encourage your children to keep going and do what the best they can do and, you know, and make it the best way they can, you know, but it's like, you know, and I tell them, don't look at what you see. Don't look at TV. Don't look at what they show you because that's all not true. You know, don't look at, don't let them dangle that lifestyle in front of your face and all the things and get you to dreaming about that kind of stuff because for the most part, that doesn't happen. You can have a good life. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some people that are doctors and lawyers and, you know, they making some money and they live. I'm talking about that extravagant life that they see. You know, there's a lot of our kids that are committing suicide. Why? Because they can't live and do the things they see on TV. You know? They just ending it like, I'm done. This life ain't worth living. Why? Because you don't have the stuff that stuff ain't real. So we have to encourage them for real from a whole different perspective, and it's got to be about Yah because only what you do for him is going to last. That's it. You know? Only what you do for him is going to last. That's all I can say on that one. That's, you know, it's just a situation. Woo! No, you just got to keep, you know, we got to just, you can't look at the situation because if you look at it, you're like, wow, you know, you really setting these people up, you know, and the guy, you know, especially when he's calling in, telling me he got $300,000 to buy a house with. There ain't none of them in the hood. You ain't going to find no Afghani in the hood with us. You ain't going to find none of them in the hood with us. Ain't none of them with us. So it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to think about. It's a lot. People just tired of it. They just tired of watching it. It's like, okay, so we do feel bad, but why is gas $5 a gallon? What's that all about? You know, why we got to pay so much for gas? What is the reasoning behind that? Area code 214, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, I've been listening to you, and there are a couple of things that crossed my mind. One, we are in the land of our enemy. That's the first thing. And we're not, you know, and so I hear you saying these things, but it's like we're supposed to be getting justice here, and that's not the case. We have an adversary. We have an enemy named Satan. this he's running this show. And when you were talking about the prison system, it seems to me that he basically has replicated the same thing that we saw at the crucifixion when they said, give us Barabbas. They incarcerate the innocent and they let the guilty go free. We see that, and then we wonder why things are as they are. It's that way because we have an evil system that we're in. We are waiting for deliverance. And so when I see the things that are happening, the thing that I try to do is make sure that I do not pray in a way that stays the hand of the Almighty, because he listens to our prayers. And if I'm praying for mercy and justice and all this stuff for my enemy, it may be that the deliverance that he has for me is going to be delayed. And so my prayer and the thing that I'm trying to be conscious about is what I'm saying. I said, Father, I want your will to be done. I know what your promises are. I do not want to pray in opposition to that. I do not want to stay your hand when you say you're going to deliver me from my enemy. Then I say, protect my enemy. No. What I'm going to do is hold my tongue. Just as I think I take this as an example from the Old Testament, when he told us to do stuff and we didn't do it because we all of a sudden were compassionate. It didn't mean that we had to be brutal. It just meant that we had to do what he told us to do. And in this case, he told us, pray for our deliverance. I don't think he told us to do much of anything else other than we're supposed to call on him. And so I want to be as free of stress as possible in this situation. But as I see things happening, I just say, my Father, please help me to be ready so that when this thing happens, and I know how it's going to happen according to your word, I want to be able to hear the voice of the Spirit so that I know what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to do it, and how I'm supposed to do it. And in the meantime, I'll try to treat everyone as I want to be treated because that's the standard, but I will not let anyone, to the best of my ability, treat me in such a way that I wouldn't treat myself. That's the thing. If I wouldn't do it to myself, you cannot do it to me. That's the standard. But as far as justice goes here, we try and advocate for justice, but we look for this system to come down because it's not. We were told we were going to see the destruction of this place. And so I try my best to try and watch what I'm saying and also to not take blame for other people's actions. This is on them. We as a people, we have survived. The Most High told us we were going to make it, but it's going to be tough. And it's been tough. So.
Yeah, it's been tough. It has. It's been rough. It is rough. And it's probably always the hardest at the end. You know, as we see this stuff, it's hard to watch. It is hard to watch. You know? And thank God that this is not, thank God that this is there's a hope. Because, you know, some people give up because they think that's all, this is all there is, and that's not true. You know, it really isn't.
We have to have our priorities in place. I think there's somewhere in the scripture that says that people are going to be throwing their gold in the streets. It's not going to be worth anything. If that's the case, then we really do have to have the thing that's most valuable, and that's the Most High. He's the thing that's the thing that he's given us. He's given us his word, his spirit, his guidance, his law, statutes, and commandments. He has given us a way to live that if we can actually get that set up, we will not have these unjust prison systems. We will not have people doing the things that they're doing because, as you were speaking, I said, that's easily solved. There's a remedy for that. You kill somebody, you pay with your life. We won't have to be visiting this stuff over and over and over again. The innocent will be able to remain innocent and not be incarcerated in a system that was built to let the guilty go free and imprison the innocent. Because one of the things is these people do not return. If they have done all these heinous things, they don't return to other people's community. They come back to our community. So it's in this evil system, it benefits them to have them come back into our community and ravage our community. It has to go. I do not want to speak in opposition to its demise. Let it fall.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. It's all true. Difficult but true. You know, we just have to.
And that doesn't mean I don't have compassion, because I do. I mean, if I can help somebody, I will. But I will not help them if it goes in opposition to the Most High. If he tells me to step back, I want to step back. If he tells me my hands are off, I want to, and the thing he told us, he said, we will see the judgment of that nation. He didn't tell us to do anything.
Nope.
Our job is to make it through this, not to empower them, by giving them our prayers, which the Most High will hear and respond to.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. It's unfortunate. It's hard to watch, though. It is really hard to watch. You know? It really, really is. It's like, wow. You know, but they look out for their own, and that's what they do. They look out for their own people. They do. And they'll tell you, well, we blessed you. We gave you some things. We have been taking care of you all for years. We've given you food stamps, and we've given you welfare, and we've given you subsidized housing, and we've given you, and we've given you, and we've given you. There's been, what is it, what is that, when they had the affirmative action, we've had that, where you were able to get jobs and all that. What more do you want?
Well, to me, the better question is this. Is it better to know what's going on, or to be, you know, lulled into a false sense of equality, thinking, oh, I have access to everything. I can grab that brass ring and live the American dream. And my the way that I exist in the society is similar to the way everyone else exists, or to really be able to see that this is not fair, this is not right, and I understand why, rather than saying, oh, it's something that I've not done. I just have to work a little harder. I have to do a little bit more. I have to change who I am. Then this is going to be as it should. So one of the things we see here, when they do all of these things for other people, it actually gives us a barometer of what we should be receiving. What is our due? That's the floor. If they get that coming in, having done nothing to build up the country, having done nothing, that, having not experienced any of the laws that have been put in place explicitly to disenfranchise them, if that's what they're due, then that's the floor. It's only up from there. I just start saying every year, if that's what they get in a year, every year, let's just start counting, start counting, start counting, start counting. What is the value? So we can have a barometer. He's showing us, look, I'm showing you what it is that you should be expecting initially with nothing else added to it. When you start factoring all these other things in, it just goes up. That's the reason he said he's going to have to reward us, because they do not have enough to give us what we're worth. And he says he values us highly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. You just got to keep watching it, you know, because it's like I told my mom, this is not going to change. I don't know what you're expecting. I'm not going to sit back and watch hearing. I don't really care. It's not going to change our condition one way or the other. I'm not impressed. You know, I'm just not. It's just got to the point where don't dangle anything else in my face, because I don't care. It's not changing. And until it changes, we're not going to care. It's not changing anything. You know, it just doesn't. Everybody's going to do what they told. Because clearly, if you don't, we know what happened. You know, it's just not. It's not going to change anything. It's just unfortunate. It's theater to me. It's just political theater. Because some more stuff to keep you occupied, preoccupied, so you don't really pay attention to what's going on right in front of your face. No. You can't get past him. It's just no way. It's just no way around it. You know, it's just not gonna happen. No. So it's just unfortunate, but that's real talk. Thank you for your comment. That is definitely just, you know, sometimes you just have to, you have to express it. Sometimes you just have to get it out. You know, because it's enough is enough. I mean, for real. Then they complain, oh, you guys are lazy, oh, you don't want to work, oh, we get, you should, whatever it is still not enough. Because like he said, for 200 years, we worked for free. Oh, sis, it's always a division or a clash. But the moment everybody talks about leaving, it's like, well, where you guys going? Where you? You can't leave. It's like, look, you can't have it both ways. You know? Unfortunate. It's just unfortunate. You know, but that, I guess, it gets, like I said, it gets hardest at the end. But we are certainly waiting on him to come. We certainly want to know. You know, it's just a lot. You know. And guess what? And even the American people that are here, that are not us, ought to have something to say about that. Like I said, everybody works like a dog, trying to make their ends meet. Everybody is. Can you imagine how much easier life would be if they gave each one of us $300,000? Ridiculous. That's the world we living in. What we living in. You know? So that's where we are today. I don't know. It's just something. Anybody else to have a comment, please feel free to push one. We definitely want to hear what you have to say. You know. And he's setting the stage for us. He's setting the stage for us to be able to leave. I believe that with my whole, I know that. You know, but shit. Like I said, you won't find them in the projects. You ain't going to find not one Afghan in the projects. Not nobody from Ukraine is coming in the projects with us. They not. They getting a head start that some of their own people ain't even gotten here. And we've done everything that we were supposed to do. It's real. It's seriously real. It's unfortunate, but it's real. It's like, wow, you know. Wow. Yeah. Gotta wait and see. And they're saying the same thing. They just saying it different. You know, as far as the gas is concerned and the gas prices, you know, they gonna give you a $300 check, a stimulus check every month for gas, but it's gonna be taxed. Wow. For real, it's gonna be taxed. It's gonna be taxed. Believe that when I tell you, you're gonna have to pay taxes on it. You know, it's a lot. And like I said, it's the infrastructure. It's the infrastructure and all the things that they put in front of us to be able to, you know, from the military to the prison system. You know, it's just not sustainable, not for any of us. Black, white, whatever. We following their agenda. Now, I thought the government was work for the people. Somebody is talking. I had to put their phone on mute. I don't know who it is. I think I got it. But yeah, it's the infrastructure of it all, and you're just looking like, wow. Man, no, that's just crucial. Nothing is just like, wow. And everybody else is scrapping and scraping. White, black, everybody. Scrapping and scraping, trying to figure this thing out. And yes, we do feel for them. I mean, it's a terrible thing. Like I said, I don't take that lightly. I mean, you know, I've never been in a war like that where just buildings just blew up. It's a terrible thing. The way this is going, I mean, we wondering whether or not we're going to get Social Security. Is it going to be enough? You know, I'm coming up on that age where, you know, am I going to be able to get what I paid into? Those are the things I'm talking about, the infrastructure. So, I mean, you know, because clearly it should be no excuse. There should be no excuse at all whatsoever. There's no excuse to say, well, we ran out of money. No. Because you print enough to make sure everybody else have what they need. There should be no reason for us not to have what we need. No. I mean, there's no reason for it. Make it make sense, you know, because we've helped everybody. We really have. Make that make sense. It's not fair.
It's not about being fair. I think it's about sustaining a system. I'm sitting here. I know that war is one of the ways that nations have sustained themselves. You have all kinds of contracts that are given. You have all kinds of people that make money, and they say that when a country's in trouble, it goes to war because that's one way to generate revenue. Also, we have, you know, why are the gas prices high? I heard someone say that the gas prices now are lower than they were in, like, the late 80s, and yet the gas prices are higher. And one reason is because there's nothing to sustain this dollar. I mean, the dollar is based on the good faith of the United States, and the United States at this point seems to be increasingly weak, and the petrodollar seems to be going the way of the dinosaur. And without that, what is going to back the dollar? So you can print as much money as you want. It only has value if somebody's willing to accept it and say that that's the, and you agree that that's going to be the value of whatever it is that you have, if you're exchanging it for. I'll take your dollars in exchange for something else. But if people are saying, no, I don't need your dollars, or it's going to take 5 times or 10 times as many dollars, so at that point, we have inflation, super inflation, or whatever you call it. It's just a system that the Most High says is going to come down, and we're watching the demise of that system.
That's
so
the
truth. We think that, yeah.
That is the truth. Ooh, his word don't come back. It just don't come back void. You know, like you said, when China and Russia decide not to accept the American dollar anymore, and that petrodollar is done away with, you know, because like we said, they put that in place years ago where if you bought oil or gas around the world, you had to use American dollars. If they don't accept American dollars anymore, that's pretty much it. It's a wrap. Because we will not be able to enjoy the privileges that we have had and be able to consume the goods and services that we have been consuming. It's pretty much over. You know, it's going to take whatever they say it's going to take to get those goods and services from them. So, I mean, you know, that's serious business. That is real serious. Seriously, for real.
I have a TV, but it hasn't been plugged in all year, and it wasn't plugged in last year either. So I watch very little TV, but I watch a lot of stuff on the Internet. But one of the things I'm struck by is the fact that the president and representatives of the United States keep going to different countries and telling them what they have to do. I just think that's so presumptuous. and so arrogant. I'm thinking, why in the world would they do what you tell them to do, especially given your tenuous position? I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'm not seeing everything, but I think I'm seeing enough to say, if it were me, I would say no. And it seems that that's what countries are increasingly doing. They're saying no, because it used to be that we could enforce it by might, and we had people that would stand behind us. And they call it the bully pulpit. So, but at this point, you know, if you're a bully, there are a lot of people that hate your guts. There are a lot of people that will go along with the bully because they don't feel that they have the ability to withstand the bully, or it's going to cost them too much to do so. But that doesn't mean that they like that bully or what they stand for or what they've been doing. And given the opportunity, they will abandon the bully. And when I see the president stand up and go to this country and tell them what they have to do, and go to that country and tell them what they have to do, and then go to another, I have just been rather astounded. And honestly, a little insulted on behalf of the other people, because I keep thinking, what in the world gives you the right to do that? But for so long, that's what the United States has felt, has had the right to just go and tell people what to do. That is my perspective. Now, I don't know how others see it. I don't know how other countries see it, but it seems to me from what reaction are coming, just like the Saudis who refuse to take the telephone calls. I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah.
They're just, you know what? No. It's just that simple. You tell them what they have to do? No. Because this is President Biden who said, if I call them, I think he said that he may or may not, you know, take their call. So then he said, oh, you know what? I need to call them. They'll take my call. And they said, no.
Yep, they did.
And then people didn't seem to know exactly what to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, they did. And that's serious when they tell them no. We don't want to talk to him, no.
That's right. No. Like South Africa, you know, some people might say South Africa is not a world player. I mean, they're a regional power. But they're saying no. China is silent, and its silence is basically a no. You know, Iran saying no.
Yeah, right. That's got to be Yah. I mean, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. That's got to be Most High Yah. It's got to be. And like you said, somebody said, well, why should we listen to you? Who said we have to listen to you? You know, it's crucial. Serious business. Mm-hmm. That's some serious business right there. Like you said, no, we're not going to listen to you. And that's the best way to get rid of the bully is don't listen to him. Yep. You know, because whatever leverage we had in the past, clearly it is just not there anymore. It's just not there anymore. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, I think of demise, I don't think of it as being sudden. I think of it as a gradual decline, like you're just going down. I see a slope, a downward slope when I think of decline, and that's what we're seeing. At least that's what I view when I take a look around. And
yeah, and as a country, from watching past history, you can't believe that you were going to stay on top forever, you know? You can't believe that. That's unrealistic because, you know, you're judged by your behavior and the actions and the things that you're doing and that you're allowing your subjects to do, the people to do. And whether you believe that Yah is real or not, he, like I said, very subtly and very slowly does he take it down. And it's been, like you said, it's been a series of things going on that, you know, that people may have just chopped it off like it wasn't a big deal. But when you add them all up together, everybody's looking at America now like, no, we're not doing that anymore. No, we're not listening to you no more. No, we're not answering your calls no more because we just don't have to. No. And that's the boldness of Yah. You know, it's like, no. After, like you said, no. No. One word, no. And everybody's shocked, like, oh, my God, did they tell us no? Yeah, they said no.
And part of the problem is that there is no internal unity, because here you have all of these groups, and it's been very deliberate, because there's been a very deliberate effort to make sure that we have never been able to participate fully. But the Most High said, we're separate people. We are a distinct people. We came here that way. We've remained that way. Even though we've had some changes, we're still identifiable. And so now, when there should be unity, all of a sudden you have all kinds of internal disunity. I mean, socially, oh, man, there is just so much stuff going on. I look around and I'm appalled. Really, I'm appalled at the way that society is going.
Yeah.
There's no unity, because the allegiance is to things, not people. I had a friend that told me a long time ago that in this country, money is God. And so I also would say in this country, things are God. Things supersede people. But the thing that maintains a society are groups, not stuff. So. I think we're just called to watch.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I think there's just dead air.
I'm still here. Had the phone on mute. But I was just saying, you know, that it's just been a really good class. Anybody else have anything to say? You know, you just, everything's a no. You know, like they said, can we come to the table and talk? No. Can we build an alliance with you? No. You know, can you help us with our oil? No. You take our phone calls? No. It's crucial. Nothing you can say. But, oh, okay. No. No means no. Okay. There's nothing else. I have enjoyed the show. It's good to hear the minds and the thoughts of normal, regular, everyday people. You know, we just everyday people that's working every day, that's trying to make a living and trying to survive in this system, you know, and the people have spoken and they have given their opinion and their, you know, their what they think this is all about. And I think it's really been a good show. And on that note, I will say shalom, shalom to everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget that next Friday is the Passover. Next Thursday night is the new moon ceremony with the spring season coming in. And get prepared. Don't forget to get all the yeast out of your house for the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's coming up right after the Passover. And we will see you guys in our regularly scheduled program next week. Shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Good night, everybody.
Hello.
Good night.